in your Bible, please, if you will, John, the 14th chapter. While you're turning there, I'll remind you, we continue our series of Christ in the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. In Genesis, we have seen Christ revealed first as Creator. Next, we have seen Him revealed as the conceived seed of the woman that would crush Satan's head. He is then revealed as the covering for sin. He is then revealed as the covenant maker, the one who would bless all peoples as promised to Abram. We see Him revealed as the consecrated one, a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And then in our study, we saw the climax in the book of Genesis of the provision, the substitution, where Abram offering up Isaac had the lamb put in the stead of his son. We have arrived at the book of Exodus. And the emphasis, the revelation of Christ in the book of Exodus, draws our attention to that declaration of God when Moses asked, "Who shall I say is sending me to be the human instrument to deliver the people? I am that I am, send you." Which took us to the Gospel of John. Those eight dynamic declarations. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth in me shall never thirst. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Before Abraham was, I am. These dynamic declarations. Ba-boom! Incoming! They understood these declarations. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. I am the good shepherd of the sheep. I lay down my life that I might take it again for the sheep. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were to die, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. It is in that 11th chapter of John's Gospel we saw both the declaration, those eight dynamic declarations, connected to the eight defining demonstrations. Not only did he declare, I am the resurrection, he then said, Lazarus, come forth. Loosing, setting free. That this morning brings us to John chapter 14. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. We are now in a very intimate setting. This is the upper room. Jesus is just hours away from being betrayed. He is hours away from being taken and hanged on a cross. He takes the occasion to show the disciples what it's going to mean to serve in his absence. He divests himself of his outer garment, girds himself with a towel, and washes their feet. A humble servant. I, your master, serve you. You now are going to be my servants. In that same setting, he said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. He has now announced to them that he's about to leave. He's going away. He tells them that they are not able to follow him at this time. This brings great consternation. They're concerned. They're troubled. Chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwellings. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, you have absolute knowledge of. And the way, you have absolute knowledge of. You know fully. Thomas, as did Peter just moments before, said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. And how can we absolutely know the way? Jesus said to him, I am. Ergo am he. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. It's early in our Lord's earthly ministry. And in the 7th chapter of Matthew, I'm reading from verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Proverbs. You can usually find the book of Psalms about the middle of your Bible. Proverbs. Chapter 14, familiar verse to many of you. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. There's a way, and it seems right in man's thinking, but the reality is that way leads to destruction. It leads to death, not to life. Romans chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 18. Right after Paul has announced about the gospel of Jesus Christ, for I am not ashamed of the good news, the glad tidings of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it, that good news concerning Christ, who he is, what he's done, why he's done it, and how all this was brought together, in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And here comes the kicker. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Man has been created in the image and likeness of God, and he had been placed in a perfect environment to enjoy that intimate personal relationship. But a choice was made that destroyed that. Sin entered into the human experience. But the creation in which man still moves reveals who God is. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Look around. See my creation. And know that within yourself is that reality that I have made you. But man chooses not to go that way. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, experienced him, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds, four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie. Remember, it all began in the heavenlies when Lucifer decided he would establish himself and his throne above the throne of God. He was cast down into God's creation. And there, through the deceiving of Eve and Adam's willful disobedience, all of creation was plunged into separation from its creator. And man has now continued to willfully do only that which satisfies himself. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie. Remember, Satan denies the truth. He distorts the truth, and then he displaces the truth with the lie. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for another man. Men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, they had that, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. A mind that is unable to make now a correct decision. being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. How more clearly has God revealed the condition of man in his willful choice to turn away, to rebel against his Creator? And as I shared with you more than once, we should not be surprised of what we see happening in this world. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's golden shore. Can't be at home in this world anymore. This world hated him, it hates us. And when we look about, we're seeing what man is all about. And so it is. That who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. They endorse evil. No surprises, folks. That's what I am in Adam. That's what all of humanity is in the natural man. Ephesians chapter 2. Thanks be to God. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. He, the wicked one, under the sovereign plan of Almighty God, is in control of man's activities. Wickedness. The wicked one rules. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, deserving of judgment just as the others. But God, I've said to you on one or more occasions, the biggest little word in the Bible is but. Everything changes. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, willful disobedience, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. The favor of his presence powerfully bringing us to himself, and raised us up together, and made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ. And in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Throughout eternity, God is going to be displaying through the redeemed his glorious mercy and grace. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto or for good works which God hath prepared beforehand that we should be walking about in them. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made with the flesh by hands, made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that hostility that we have towards God, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death that enmity. The cross changes everything. And he came and preached peace to you who are far off and those who are near, both Jews and Gentiles. For through him, we both have access. I am the way. Have access by one Spirit to the Father. Back to John chapter 14. We don't know where you're going. We don't know the way. I am the way, the truth. Come over to Psalms 31. I'm reading from verse 5. Into your hand I commit my spirit. The very words from the scriptures that our Lord announced as he dismissed his spirit into the Father's hands. You have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. There is no truth apart from God. Truth cannot be obtained through reasoning. It is obtained only through revelation. I am the truth. Truth is in God. Apart from him, there is no truth. Psalm 96. I'm reading from verse 13. For he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth. Truth is not relative. Truth is relational. Truth belongs to him alone. He is truth. And that truth is absolute. He has revealed to us fully, perfectly in his Son, as we will see, truth. And there is no truth apart from him. You don't obtain it by reasoning. It comes by revelation. You do not have that which is relative. Truth is absolute because it is absolutely God. Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. He has revealed his truth. He has revealed his truth, that which concerns himself, in all that he has made. And now, he has revealed fully truth in the embodiment of the Son. The Word became flesh. Come on over to John chapter 1. I am the truth. Verse 14, I am, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, glory of the only brought forth of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness to him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness, the plethora, the fullness. We have all received grace heaped upon grace. Grace or grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only brought forth Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has exposed him, opened him up, declared him. I am the truth. There is no truth apart from him. Everything to be understood, truthful, must be understood in relationship to him. Went over to chapter 8, John's Gospel. Reading verse 31. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall experience, know, the truth. And the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. Egypt, Rome, short memories. How can you say you will be free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your father? They answered him, Abraham's our father. Jesus said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. We are not born of fornication. What a shot that was. We have one father, God. Jesus said, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself. But he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Denies the truth that God has revealed. Distorts the truth that God has revealed. Displaces the truth. That's what the world does. It sees everything from a perspective apart from God. Therefore, there is no truth in this world apart from what God has revealed in and through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have all kinds of what is perceived to be wisdom, insight, but it comes from that which is not truthful. It has to, because it comes from this world. It comes from the father of lies. I don't care how many degrees. I don't care what the world accepts. But I know this. That if it doesn't align with the truth revealed in Christ Jesus, it's not true. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you're not of God. John chapter 18. Reading from verse 31. Pilate said to them, you take him and judge him according to your law. Therefore, the Jews said to him, it is not lawful for us to put anyone to death. That's a lie. They used stones every chance they had. That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. He's got to be crucified. That's part of the plan. They can't do that. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus and said to him, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me? Am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done? My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate said to him, are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. That is God and his plan. Who he is, what he's done, what he's doing, and what he is yet to do. Hear who I am, the truth. What? What I am about to do is the only thing that counts. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. What is truth? See, God says things better than we could ever say them. That is the verbiage of every person apart from faith in Christ. What's truth? The reality is, you don't have a clue. Because everything is confused. Hear this. That's it. Over here. Oh, yeah. No. Relativity. No absolute. No truth apart from God. What is truth? And he said this. Went out again to the Jews and said, I don't find any fault in this one. 2 Thessalonians. As bad as things are, and they have been from the beginning, they do get worse. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you, do not be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means. For that day, the day of Christ, will not come unless the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Satan is ruling this world. It's going to get worse. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that? When I was still with you, I told you these things. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the only thing keeping this world from going into total mayhem. Total self-destruction. And that ministry of the Holy Spirit is through those who are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, the church, the body of Christ. But we're going to be out of here. And when that happens, the rapture, the catching away, as Jesus said, I go to prepare a place, I'm coming back for you, that where I am, you may be also. When that happens, then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the workings of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. This is your salvation, the Antichrist. This is your salvation, the world dictator. This is your salvation, a universal peace, a universal prosperity. That's a lie. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be delivered, saved. And for this reason, God will send strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they may all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through the ministry of setting apart by the Spirit and belief in I am the truth. In the truth to which he called you. By our gospel. The good news. Who? Christ. What? Died. How? Or why? For our sins. How? According to the scriptures. To which you are called. He called you by our gospel. With the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Back to John 14. Now take a deep breath. I know your lunch bell is going off in your head. But there's one last part of this declaration, this dynamic declaration. I am the life. John begins in chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. That defining declaration of Almighty God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Familiar verses, John 3:14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I have up on the board this morning the difference between eternal life and everlasting life. Ionios, eternal life. I'll reference that in just a moment. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life is experienced from a point in time, believing in the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. That everlasting life begins from that moment of faith and goes on forever. Eternal life, Ionios, is the gift that God himself is. The Ideos is the gift from God, beginning at a point in time and going on from there. But eternal life is existing without reference to any points in time. It is God himself. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. With many scriptures, but we'll just jump this morning back to 1 John, the 5th chapter. 1 John, chapter 5. Reading from verse 12. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things have I written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have Ionia. Eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And we are in him who is true. in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. I am the eternally self-existing one, now in flesh, Christ. I am the way, the truth, the life, the exclusivity is that no one comes to the Father apart from Him. Thank you, Father, for that which we know, that which we have experienced is truth. That which we have is life. Not because of any reasoning, but because of your personal revelation of your Son, our Savior, whom to have is to have life eternal, for the eternal praise of God. Amen.